So as you come to your mat, have this sense of the mat being a place of solitude, a place of healing, a sanctuary. And in the practice of I Rest Yoga Nidra, we are constantly aware of the ever-changing phenomena within and around us. So as you're in this position, just become aware of that which changes, watching that which changes within and around us. In Yoga Nidra, we're learning to realize our true nature and its essential aspect of pure awareness in which everything arises. So become aware of your intention for being here tonight. Or maybe your intention of why you joined this class. Or simply the intention of why you chose to come tonight rather than snuggle at home. And become aware of the body resting against this support. Feel the whole back of the body. Feel the whole front of the body. And become aware of the weightiness or the heaviness of the body. And let the whole body sink into that support, letting the whole body become even heavier. Become aware of the senses and let the senses be wide open. The mouth, the sense of taste. The ears, the sense of hearing. The nose, the sense of smell. The eyes, the sense of seeing or sight. And the skin or outer body with a sense of touch, this tactile sensation. And even be aware of the sixth sense, which we often don't think about as a sense, but the sense of thinking, the thinking mind, which will help you to start to discern when you're thinking and when you're feeling, and we can't think and feel at the same time. So in this class, we're learning to feel the sensations that arise in our body. We're learning to let go of thinking and come more into feeling or sensing the body and what's happening in the body. Become aware of the mouth and feel the sensations on the inside surface of the mouth. Be aware of the tongue, the groove on the top of the tongue, the root of the tongue, the floor of the mouth. Feel the roof of the mouth, the hard palate and the soft palate. And be aware of the right side wall of the mouth, the left side wall of the mouth. Be aware of the upper teeth, the lower teeth, the whole mouth. The whole mouth, this feeling of sensation, nothing but sensation. And become aware of the ear canals, the inner ears and the outer ears, feeling the grooves, the crevices and creases of the outer ears. Let both inner and outer ears be filled and alive with sensation. And bring your awareness to the nose. And begin to be aware of the movement in the nostrils, the movement of the breath in the nostrils. Notice, is there equal movement in both nostrils, or is there more movement in one than the other? Just noticing, there's no right answer. And begin to follow the movement of the breath on the inhale, following it through the sinuses, feeling the cool incoming breath, moving across the inner throat, down through the chest cavity, towards the belly, maybe even feeling it into the pelvis. And on the exhale, track the breath as it follows that path back up through the pelvis, belly, the chest. Feel the warmth of the outgoing breath in the throat, through the sinuses, and as it exits the nostrils. On the exhale, let the exhaling breath fill the space in front of the body. Then inhaling, follow the breath as it finds its way down into the belly, feeling this gentle rise on the belly as you inhale. The belly falling towards the spine as you exhale. Stay with that sensation of the movement of the breath. Simply being aware of the filling and the emptying. You may notice that the eyes want to follow this line of sensation. Can you let the eyes sink back into the skull a bit? And simply feel the sensation. Watch if the mind goes into thinking. Don't get caught up if you can't feel it moving into the belly, you only feel it in the throat or the upper chest. Just be with what you're experiencing now without judgment. Filling and emptying as the breath, the exhaling breath, empties. Feel that breath filling the space in front of the body. And it may be helpful to give the mind a little bit more to focus on rather than just the sensations, especially if you're new to this. So begin to count the breaths backwards from 5 to 1, so that as you inhale, you may want to use the words inhaling 1, inhaling 5, exhaling 5, inhaling 4, exhaling 4, and so on down to 1. If you lose your count, you get distracted by a thought or a sound, begin again at 5. It's not necessary to use the words that go along with the number, but you may find it useful. You may find just simply filling and emptying might be the words of choice for you. Find what works for you without going into a lot of thinking so that the words don't take you into thinking and you can stay with the sensations that are arising with the movement of the breath. Each time the mind is distracted and you lose the count, begin again at 5. Let the eyes sink back into the back of the skull if you feel them following this sensation. This upward and downward movement. And then slowly release the counting. Just feel the body being breathed. Have a sense of stepping back into the background, with the breathing being in the foreground, as if becoming the observer or the witness, simply watching the body breathe, the body breathing itself, this movement unfolding in awareness. Slowly become aware of the senses again. Sense of taste in the mouth, hearing in the ears, smelling in the nose, sight in the eyes, and the sense of touch. Become aware of the space around you. And slowly move your fingers and your toes. And then slowly bend the knees one leg at a time, drawing the heel towards the chest. You can place your foot on the little bolster if you like, or just beyond it. And then roll onto your side, coming to rest off the bolster onto your side, supporting your head with your bent elbow or pulling a blanket down to use as a pillow. And continue to feel the body breathing. Notice where you feel the breath. Notice any sensations as they arise in awareness.